Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another little bite-sized political podcast here. Thank you so much for downloading this one. And we're going to travel to a land down under. We're going to talk about the authoritarian streak which COVID brought out, or at least demonstrated, that's so prevalent in the Australian political class. And I've got a cracker example to show you. But first, before we get to that, thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. It's much appreciated. And actually, if you tune in to my live show tomorrow night on Wednesday, we're going to be doing a show on the Croatian pyramids. So check that one out, and we will be joined by the guy who discovered them, and also Sarah Smith of Quantum Hypno. So tune in tomorrow night and we'll discuss all that then. But back to the strange world of Australia. And in Australia, a really unusual person called Jackie Lambie, who's currently the E-Safety Commissioner of Australia, is demanding that Elon Musk be imprisoned and there should be global online censorship whenever she decides that she doesn't like something. So she wants to censor globally, not just in Australia, which would be bad enough, but globally. And if Musk won't agree with that, then he should be in prison. How dare he have so much power? Now, I know what you're thinking, but what sort of a person would talk like that? Well, I'm going to play you the clip now of the same lady speaking back in 2021 over the whole issue of the unvaccinated, the unjabbed. Listen to this insane stuff from Jackie Lambie.
Here's the thing. Being held accountable for your own actions isn't called discrimination. It's called being, you wouldn't believe it, a goddamn bloody adult. That's right, it's being an adult. It's putting others before yourself. And that's what this country's supposed to be about. We don't have lockdowns and border restrictions because state premiers love discrimination. That's rubbish. We have them because state premiers don't want people dying, because they don't want to be playing Russian roulette with their own people's lives. That's why they're doing it. That is why they're doing it. One Nation is the champion for the right for unvaccinated, COVID-carrying mainlanders to come to Tasmania and create an outbreak. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's not going to happen under my watch, and I doubt very much if it's going to happen under Premier Gutman's watch. We're not going to stand for it. One Nation are just the enemy of health workers and officials who would have to clean up after the outbreak. Everybody pays for COVID-19. Every day we have to do lockdown and restrictions is a day when a business goes bust, a family breaks down in despair, and a person takes their own life. The way out of lockdowns and restrictions is vaccinations, because there is nothing else on the table. Let's be honest about that. It's how we protect ourselves, and it's how we protect each other. It's how we stand together. It's how we fight back. It's the only weapon we have. And we need to do everything we possibly can to keep ourselves safe, our kids safe, our grandchildren safe, and our friends and family. That's what we need to do. Sometimes sacrifices have to be made.
There you go. Actually, if she wanted to make a sacrifice, she could start with herself, couldn't she? Because I'm not sure that this planet is enhanced by having the likes of Jackie Lambie on it. But that was her having a real good old rant in the Australian Senate, no less, back in 2021. There's no alternative but getting the facts. I never realised that Australia would be full of so many deranged people, but it turns out that actually it was, and it still is. But you may wonder, well, whatever happened to her? Well, she now is the person, the e-safety commissioner. She's going to be important. She's in charge of, well, everything online, basically, making sure Australians are kept safe from misinformation and disinformation and, God forbid, conspiracy theories, Jackie, like the vaccines don't work, right? Jackie, guess what? There's no such thing as viruses, Jackie. Hey, guess what, Jackie? You're a tyrant, a full-blooded authoritarian tyrant of the very worst sort. And now you want to have Elon Musk arrested. Now, I've got my own issues with Elon Musk. I certainly don't appreciate the fact that his platform throttles, excuse me, throttles the hell out of me and simply will not allow my account to grow. No matter what I do, it's impossible to get growth. That's because there's algorithms embedded on the X platform, which discriminate against free speech. You have the impression of free speech, but you don't actually have fully free speech. But it's still better than nothing, which is probably the only way to look upon it. But even with that, Jackie's not happy. And the reason that Musk can't go along with her is that she is demanding that if she flags up something on his platform that she doesn't like, then he has to take that down globally in Australia, not just in Australia. So in the UK, states, wherever. And he's not going to do that. Or he said that he can't go with that. So this is what free speech is up against. So, you know, Musk is certainly imperfect, but Jackie Lambie is a monster, absolute monster. And you know, like, they damned themselves during COVID. And the thing about that is that you heard the clip, but you didn't see it. I saw it. And if you watch your eyes very closely, they've got that, you know, almost demonic look to them as she's ranting. And she's full of her own self-virtue. She's full of what I would say is this kind of I know better than you, so you'll do what I say attitude, which, and of course, you know, Australia was one of the very worst places during COVID. I mean, next door, New Zealand wasn't much better. Canada was pretty grim. France wasn't great, but Australia was bad. And I never quite understood why it was that I always had this. I mean, I've been across Australia, and I always thought that the people there were reasonably hardy, you know, outbackers and all of that. But that's not the case actually anymore. If they ever were, they're not that anymore. They have become infantilized, just like so many other parts of the West, even though it's way down under. And you know, they fully went along with the COVID tyranny, and they seem to love it. They seem to love it. Oh, the First Nation. Oh, the Aborigines. Yeah, we got to get them jabbed. Oh yeah, remember the camps that they put in place to make sure they got them jabbed? I mean, honestly, Nazi Germany could have taken lessons from Australia when we saw what happened in 20 and 21. So anyway, that's Jackie Lambie anyway, an unhinged left-wing loon demanding that Elon Musk and X/Twitter censor stuff that she doesn't like globally. I hope he tells her where to go. Thanks for listening.